Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I don't know if it's too late, but if I can get Forgiveness Friday from Reggie, that would be great. And I think some of you fans need Forgiveness Friday from me for going and telling Reggie about what I said. But now it's time for the C-Vlog starring Corey Majors.
Reggie has never really done a very good job of telling us about his relationships.
And this is why. Because he never tells us anything, and I get it.
Yeah, go into their Twitch and ask, hey, what's up? What gives? You know? What are you doing tonight? See what he says. He's probably texting Corey. That's probably what he's going to do. He likes to text me. We're friends. I just saw a video of two police cars chasing a cow down the highway.
Did you say a cow?
Yeah, it was like a teenage cow, you know, well, not an adult cow, not a baby cow, not a calf, but somewhere in the middle, you know, it looked like a teenage cow. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, being a teenager, just not listening and doing what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But these two cop cars pull up on it and it like jumps around the fence. I don't know how it did it. Out of nowhere, a dude on a horse with a lariat runs up and ropes the cattle in the middle of the street on the highway and then got it taken care of. How awesome would it be? And 877-881-1053, do most police staffs have a horse rider just for those moments? Hey, look, we need a cow caught. You're our cowboy. Go catch the cow for us today.
So I feel like my answer is going to be no, but I also know a lot of law enforcement people listen to this program, so I'm hoping they can help out with that, because I have no to base that on.
You get the special bombs unit, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I gotta go take care of this bomb real quick. They call me for the bombs.
Sure.
Like, that's the only reason they call me, is for the bombs. And then you're like sitting there and you're at the local bar playing some 8-ball and you got Neon Moon blasting, and out of nowhere, hey, there's a heifer loose out there. You got to go get it. And you got to go hop on your horse, saddle up, get over there. And did I say latigo? Or I said, I meant lasso. I said latigo.
I think it's lariat.
I said lariat. Yeah. But yeah, you're just, hey, I got to go catch this this cow.
I know. Cops. I have a lot of friends that I know that can do that. I don't know if it's for law enforcement purposes.
All right, though. I gotcha. Also, I'm going to COSM tonight. If you've ever been there, let me know what you're thinking, because I have some questions about it.
What are you going to see?
I'm going to go see O, which is a Cirque du Soleil performance that jumps in. They dive into water and stuff. I recently, you saw it in Vegas, right?
No, that was the one I missed. Dang. I saw a couple of different Cirques in Vegas, but I couldn't make that one work.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like their flagship marquee show.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I've seen one. I saw one in Mexico. I saw Hoya, that was awesome. Like, it was a fantastic show. But this one is at COSM, which is basically the huge screen.
It looks really neat.
It's a giant screen that makes you feel like you're actually in the stadium or in the arena or whatever. I think this is amazing that I don't have to go to Vegas to watch this show.
Right.
This show, like, I don't know if it's a pre-recorded thing or if it's a live stream. I don't know how this is working, but I'm watching it from somewhere else in the world. I think that is awesome.
And for way cheaper, too. That was one of the reasons it didn't work out. The tickets to O, when we were at Vegas, they were like $250 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like their flagship show.
And this also the thing, too. Wife and I need date nights. We're starting to find now it's more difficult to even have a conversation whenever she gets home from work.
Yeah.
So sometimes what I'll do is I'll say, hop in the car. We're going to Walgreens. And we got to go get, I don't know, crackers or whatever, a bottle of wine, some roses, you know, just something.
Do they? This is a really dumb question. They sell wine at Walgreens?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Oh,
yeah,
neat.
They have a whole section. I'm not saying like it's high class wine or anything.
I gotcha.
But it's wine. So I'm like, get in the car. Let's go get something. And that's how we chat now.
Okay.
Because the kids just will not, they're all like, we want to be around you. And
I like that.
I like the kids a lot. I did see the playoff rankings. I think we'll save that for next week, though, Kevin. We're going to save that one. Running backs that are set to become free agents. I appreciate, I'm looking at a lot of the Cosm stuff. We'll get to back to it in just a minute. The running back index, Kevin, there are going to be some free agent running backs this offseason.
Yes.
And I would like to gauge some of the success that was had this past offseason. Do the Cowboys need to invest in a primary back that is a free agent? And here is the list of names.
Okay.
Aaron Jones. He was with Minnesota. The suggestion by NFL.com is for him to land with the Raiders, who now have Pete Carroll,
yes,
who, as we know, loves running backs.
Yes.
Najee Harris. He was with Pittsburgh. Not my favorite, but the more I watch him, like, you're like, okay, something's good there.
I'm not saying he's bad. It just feels like he maybe hasn't clicked in the way, I guess maybe just the way I thought he
would. Yeah, I thought he would be a Jahmyr Gibbs. You know, like that kind of effect on a team, and he just quite hasn't. They're suggesting that he go to the Denver Broncos, and Denver has Austin Estime. They have Javonte Williams. I don't know exactly what their contracts are like, but Williams hasn't been as good as he was supposed to be. He had a knee injury, and it just never turned back out. So I'm very interested to see if they can add somebody like that to the mix. Javonte Williams is actually on the list as well. Chicago Bears is where they're suggesting. I know they had DeAndre Swift. He was fantastic. But they have Roschon Johnson. I'm wondering how that all works in together, because if you have Williams, you kind of have he's more of a physical back, and DeAndre Swift can be your runaway guy. So I'm interested to see like if that could be Sonic and Knuckles?
Yes.
Do they throw that out for those two guys?
So I'm going to make the argument. There's more people on the list. Go ahead. I'll wait for that argument.
All right, J.K. Dobbins, they're saying go back to the Chargers, buddy. Okay. Like, just go back to the Chargers.
Yeah.
It's a perfect fit for you. Kareem Hunt, they're saying go back to the Chiefs. Like, this is the place that you need to be.
That makes sense.
And then the last one is Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle has made his way onto this conversation list. It is amazing because he had a 1,000-yard year.
Sure.
He was the running back one for the Cowboys. We saw everything from him. In the beginning of the year, we were like, we don't know, because the Cowboys refused to play him.
Yeah.
They refused to give him the carries. And then he got sick in San Francisco. We're like, what is going on? And then he comes out and they give him the rock and he totes it and he does a really good job with it. They're suggesting he go to the Cleveland Browns. He's going to get a payday. He's going to get a payday.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be with the Cowboys.
And that's where I struggle, because I would love to bring Rico Dowdle back, but I would love to see the announcement that the Cowboys are bringing Rico Dowdle back for 2 years and $5 million total.
Yes.
And like, he's never really hit his big payday, so I can get how he'd be like, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
I get that.
So that's where now that conversation, I know that everybody's starting to do their studies. This is a very good class for running backs out of the draft. The free agent group, not necessarily the best, but the draft group looks pretty good. Would you prefer the Cowboys look at the draft to get their future running back?
Yes, I would. And there's a couple of reasons. Because that list you gave us, there was no standout or two. I know there's injury concerns with Saquon when he was on the move, but Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry, you were like, man, I have seen them be the best.
Those
of
worked
the best
out
in the league. And if you believe they can again, go for it. I don't feel that way with the group you gave me, so I'll just take my chances in the draft.
So none of those guys were,
with the exception of Dowdle, and he's gonna want more money than I want to pay.
Uber so. Team friendly is like, if you're gonna sign here, and you gotta understand that with the Cowboys, that's just the way they approach everything right now. Is it has to be extremely team friendly, otherwise we're not doing it. We'll just draft somebody.
And this is one of the spots where I think it's wise to go extremely team friendly and go back to the draft. I think it's very wise to draft running backs quite frequently, in fact.
The if you didn't sign one last year with who was available, now's not the time to do it for a
less
talent.
That's where I'm at.
Roll with Dowdle and draft one this year. This running back draft class is deep. Yes.
Just remember, Dowdle's a free agent.
It really depends on what he decides he can get. Like, does he want to be in a place where he could probably be the number one back for a year or two? Because if they draft somebody, that's the hope, is the future would be that. But he's not getting a long-term deal that's going to make him. And running backs just aren't getting that anyway.
I agree.
The other night this happened, Chicago fans, Kevin, you have family in Chicago.
I do.
They're known for making their opinions heard
sure.
to the people that need to hear.
Sure.
The other night at a restaurant, and I don't know the name of the restaurant, but Bears president and CEO Kevin Warren was at a restaurant and said he got a note from somebody on the other side of the restaurant.
First of all, I'm already in.
And the
if
note,
you're sending a note to make this happen, I'm already in.
The note said, Kevin, comma, please hire Ben. And they were saying, please hire Ben Johnson.
Yes.
And so Kevin Warren thought this was cool and was like, man, I appreciate you doing this. So he sent back two shots of tequila to the people who sent the note over. Didn't say thank you. Just sent back two shots of tequila for a note that said, please hire Ben.
Does two shots of tequila make you think that maybe it's going in a different direction? Because it's like, hey.
They ended up signing him.
I know.
So now I feel like two shots of tequila is the national sign okay. for it's getting done.
Because I would have thought that maybe they're like, hey, it might not go the way you want, but here's a drink.
Here's
on
a drink
us.
Anyway.
I think that's super cool.
We know the people of Chicago like to drink.
How much more amped up are you about this coaching selection now? Because like, I'm sure it was already kind of a done deal and everything, but don't you tell everybody you know.
Yes.
You're like, that was me.
You feel like you had a hand in it.
Yes.
I was the one that convinced him. I mean, not necessarily, you know. Who knows? Maybe I was the one that convinced him, but we stole Detroit's best offensive coordinator they've ever had.
Yes.
By just simply sending a note over to Kevin Warren. And then you know what he did? He rewarded us with two shots of tequila. Kevin, you see Jerry Jones at the Melting Pot. All right. Y'all are at the Melting Pot together.
I like other places.
He's too. In one corner. You're in another corner and you're like, that's Jerry over there. I know he knows me because we do a weekly show together. I'm sending him a note and it's going to say, please hire. It's not Ben Johnson now because you can't get him, but you're going to send it over there. He sends back two shots of tequila. What are you doing? You don't drink. Are you tipping it up to him and saying, thanks, Jerry, and knocking it back? Or are you telling him, sorry, Jerry, I don't drink?
See, I feel like I'm going to try to cheat the system and get the best of both worlds. I'm going to walk over there, raise my glass and say, appreciate you, sir. Save your money for the cap and put it back on his table.
That's...
Look, it's not happening, man. If this was like, if the note said, drink these or I'll kill your wife or something like that, then I feel like I'd be like, well, I'm in a tough spot here and I'd have to go ahead and take them. But if it's just because it's a famous person, I'm probably going to pass.
All right. Well, there you go. That is that. For the people that are helping me out with Cosm, Cosm's super dope. Watched the national championship there. Felt like we were at the game. It's amazing. Had our holiday party there.
I had some friends who've been to a UFC event there, and they said it was fantastic.
It's amazing seeing a few UFC events there.
There you
and
go.
There were multiple times I forgot I wasn't actually ringside. They were like, sometimes you forget.
Really?
So this is what I'm really looking forward to, because even the boss, Spittle, came in yesterday. That's why I did this. I just asked the wife. I was like, hey, do you want to go see O?
Yeah.
He said it makes 3D look foolish, something along those lines, where it's just like, this makes 3D it's out of the world now compared to what they have with this screen. So I'm looking forward to it tonight. It's at Grandscape in the Colony area, so I'm really looking, we're out there, I'm looking forward to it.
How often are you influenced by a way over the top recommendation? Like, that's some amazing, like, it makes 3D look foolish. Like, I went to go watch the movie Pan's Labyrinth back in the day because a critic said you will walk out of the theater looking at the world differently. And I was like, oh, man, that's dope. I feel like I need to see that movie. And that movie's awesome. Like, I didn't necessarily look at the world different, but that movie was awesome.
You didn't look at the world out of your palm of your hand?
No, with my eye or whatever.
Dude, that dude sewed his lip back together.
That dude was badass. I'm just wondering if, like, over-the-top recommendations really get you, like, hey, let's go there.
Oh, somebody says, as long as you don't sit at the hall, you're good. I don't know what that means,
yeah.
But I am in a corner. Am I at the hall? Oh, no.
Okay.
Am I at the hall?
I don't. We'll look.
Tell me where the
it.
Hall is. Send me
okay.
a picture.
We'll try to get a follow-up on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, I got some NFL playoff overreaction or reality for you. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment. Good news for you. It's up next right here on The Fan.
On first down, he goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to get to NFL playoff overreaction or reality in just 1 second. Then we're also going to bring you Masterpiece of the Week. It's going to be a jam-packed segment. But first, for seemingly no reason, I would like to play this former audio from Corey Majors about...
That makes you a... Oh my gosh.
Hold on, one more time. This is Corey Majors talking about Ed Werder.
That makes you a... Okay, look, I have since apologized to Ed Werder about that. I still disagree with what he was saying that day. However, I regret the word that I used about another human. I think it's, you know, we should be nice and kind to other people. That being said, Ed Werder did tweet this out just moments ago. With the Cowboys, one of two franchises without a head coach, and the Saints, the only option for Mike McCarthy, I wonder if there's any real chance they re-engage and discuss the potential of extending their partnership rather than either making a change. So he's suggesting, is there a chance that they get back together? A day ago, he did tweet out, McCarthy's not coming back regardless of what happens elsewhere, but now here we are.
Okay, hold on. So if he gives you one opinion one day and a totally different opinion the next day, Corey, what do you think that makes him?
That makes you a... No, that's not what it... It makes him, part of the ever-fluid world of media.
Kevin's enjoying this way too much.
Oh, this is the best.
It's because I don't do the stuff. By the way, Liam Cohen has also released a statement in which he lied and said becoming the Jaguars' head coach is an opportunity of a lifetime. That's a lie. It's not. It's a job that I had to take because it's the only one that was left that would take me.
Yeah, and just follow up and be like that I didn't want just a minute ago because I hated the general manager.
Yeah.
But when they were like, we'll give you the money that you asked for and maybe you can pick the general manager, then he's like, all right, you know what? I'm back in.
There you go.
I get it. We've been talking about this for like a week. I even asked Sean this in Crosstalk this morning. What if Mike McCarthy just came back? So obviously I'm not going to rule that out. All right. Before we get to Masterpiece of the Week, some NFL playoff overreaction or reality. So we start with this. Overreaction or reality? The Eagles need a lot more from their passing game to beat the Commanders. So Jalen Hurts has thrown for under 150 yards in 5 games this season. However, the Eagles have won all 5 of those games because he hasn't turned the ball over. So where do you balance like, hey, I need something more out of my passing attack versus what you're doing is fine. Just don't turn the ball over.
You have an electric running game against a team that's not great at stopping the run.
That's true.
So use that running back as much as you possibly can. And then use your short passing game with Goddard and whatever else you have to set up for something big on occasion. But whereas they probably took 7 or 8 deep shots during a half, they might reduce that to 2 and hope that you can wear a team out with your size and that advantage. But I say run that ball. And all the best teams, except for the Chiefs, are good at running the ball.
Yeah.
Like all the ones that are here at this point are good at doing that. So utilize that to get you to that next place. And then you get 2 weeks off and maybe you can be healthy enough to make something happen to where you can be you again.
All right, Alec, NFL overreaction to reality. The Eagles need more out of their passing game if they're going to beat Washington.
That's a reality because if they find themselves behind at any point, they're going to have to throw the ball. So if you can show early, at least show the Commanders defense like, hey, we know that we can attack X, Y, and Z, or we can attack this corner on the outside. Then they have to at least respect that passing game. But if they're just a one-trick pony and they're running the ball every other play, whether it's with the quarterback-designed run or with Saquon Barkley, they got to show some sort of level of multiplicity in case they get behind at any point.
NFL overreaction or reality, let's kind of stick with this sort of concept but move to the run game in the AFC. The Bills' run game is what will finally get them past the Chiefs. All right, so this is the 4th time they've met in the playoffs in the last 5 years. Kansas City is 3-0 in those scenarios. But if you look at the way Buffalo has been running the ball, the best success rate against rushes in the entire season was the Denver Broncos. All right, then they go up against Buffalo. Buffalo has a 50% success rate. Best against the Broncos all season. 210 yards, 44 carries. So overreaction to reality, the run game is what will finally get the Bills past the Chiefs.
Reality. And Joe Brady did a great job of calming Josh Allen down by working more with the patience of their run game. They do treat Josh Allen a little more like Michael Jordan, where they're like, look, when we need you, we're going to call upon you. But otherwise, what we would like to do is we would like to put ourselves in really good positions to win games. So I think Joe Brady's offense has been fantastic for Josh Allen because it allows them to use one of their strengths, which is running the ball, but also allows him to be fresh late in games. And that's what I think has been something that's, you know, been missing for him most of the time.
Alec?
It's odd to me. I say that this is a reality because a lot of people are calling this like a revelation year for James Cook. He's always had that. Yeah. It just felt like that the previous play calling didn't exactly match up with that. Now they're actually leaning on him like he is a real running back one. And it's very complimentary when you have one of the best like passers of the football on the planet. You know, that just that pairing, again, goes back to what I was saying in the previous question. You have to respect the levels of multiplicity. The Buffalo Bills are no longer that one-trick pony that they used to be. James Cook is getting things done.
Now, does he just know that we like that movie, Multiplicity? I don't know that this, because we've talked about that a lot.
Listen to the show.
Okay. That is a hilarious and terrible movie that I like quite a bit. So, I was just going to throw this out there as a bonus question. This might be more geared towards Mike, but I'll ask y'all anyway, even though I think I might know your answer. Bonus question, overreaction or reality, you would still take the Chiefs over the rest of the playoff field.
At this point?
Yes.
Overreaction. I'll probably still take Mahomes in a late game situation over anybody.
Sure.
These other teams are very good in a lot of different ways that can affect the Chiefs. So it's really going to come down to who the matchup is for the Chiefs at the end of the day. But I would take any of these other teams at this point.
Heart says that is an overreaction. Brain says that's a reality. I just can't bet against the experience, man.
Yeah.
He's the boogeyman of the playoffs. It's Patrick Mahomes.
I get it. It is a shout-out Friday from the 469. Oh, this is nice. Shout-out to the KNC Masterpiece for being the best damn show on midday radio. Also, hurry up and get better, Mike. Hopefully, Mike will be back on Monday. But right now...
You don't know?
I do not.
All right.
Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
So, boys, long time no speak, about maybe 20 seconds or so. It is time for Masterpiece of the Week. We are going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and very oftentimes concerning things said on this program. And before any of that, I just want you, all of you guys to know, Reggie just texted me 3 minutes ago, quote, "The hell are y'all doing over there with a bunch of question marks?"
Having a show.
Yeah, and that's why I'm going to respond. After I play this first clip, I'm going to tell him, just doing radio, man. It's what my 9-to-5 is. My 10-to-2, if you will. All right, so I would let you pick who we're going to pick on first, but there's a tradition here that Reggie did teach me. We pick on people who are not here. So we're going to start with the famous Mike Bacsik, and there's a few here that kind of scare me, but we're going to start off with one of them.
Sounds like you want to taste Gavin.
With the G.
I'll pass.
that feels like the hurtful part. Like, we didn't need that. I could have just assumed that.
That was kind of unnecessary.
That hurt my feelings. That's fair.
That was kind of unnecessary.
That was a great line from Dawson. I really appreciate that.
And the timing of it was impeccable.
Yeah.
I've talked about this before. The comedic timing of Gavin Dawson is second to none. That's just incredible.
Interesting.
That is incredible. We will go towards Corey. Surprisingly, there's not much from you this week, which usually there is. So we're going to go to Kevin because there's a lot more of him.
Whoa, watch out for that big MF-er back there.
Dang, dude.
I think.
Back there, too. You know?
At least I hope that was in the context of like if you're doing a security gig or something and you're like, hey, you're going to think about robbing this place? And you're like, I don't know, man. That bro looks like he is going to beat someone down if you try it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you were talking about.
I really don't either. Surprisingly, like, I caught that in real time, but that was one that Bassick actually talked back to me and was like, I hope you heard that. I'm like, trust me, I hear everything back here.
Whoa.
I hear everything, including this, a statement by Corey Majors.
I remember some people's names.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I remember. It's like, and this was years ago, that Corey started a story by saying that he had a friend that sat on a toilet.
Oh.
And we kept that drop forever because it seemed like the most nonsensical, like, weird brag. And so, man, I really like the Corey just saying a normal thing, but it feels like it could be a brag.
The most ridiculous brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly all right with that. That story ended up bad for her, by the way, when she sat on that. It ended up hurting her. So,
oh, no.
The toilet was not nice.
It gives me the same vibes as Joe Thomas, the first offensive lineman in NFL history. Period. Oddly enough, there's a statement from Kevin that kind of gives that same energy too.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, girl. I do not know the context of that. Feels empowering. Feels like I'm supporting women. So
I think
that's
you were
good.
Empowering we did, Taylor Swift.
We literally got a text from Reggie over the weekend that was a picture of Josh Allen, and it says the only QB in NFL history. He texted that to us this weekend. I was like, I know I've seen something.
Hashtag blessed.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Play that again, please.
Oh, okay. People are saying the big MF-er was Derrick Henry. Mm. That makes sense. Oh, yeah. That's why. Why did they run the ball in the second half? And he had dominated in the limited carries that he got. And they're like, hey, it's freezing cold. Might be tough. Like, should we hand it to that guy?
Probably should have.
Yeah. I stand by that.
The pride of Yulee, Florida. Corey, you wanted to hear it one more time?
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, girl.
That was so empowering. That was so positive.
I know.
Like, great message to spread.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
you're welcome.
Any lady tolos out there, just want you to know.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. I don't know what it is.
That was
what
a
is
girl it? With a U.
What are you
it?
Doing, by the
girl.
Way? Let us know.
Yeah. What are you up to? 877-881-1053. Let's go back to Mike since he is not here. I'm scared of, like, all of these, but...
You did these.
Yeah, but I'm not proud of them.
Okay.
I'm not proud of this one.
Mark still breastfeeding on his mama.
Okay, I remember that context because that is when something that has really started to bother Mike is the randomness of the YouTube chat compared to
he gets infuriated.
Yeah, what
by
the
it.
Show is actually talking about. And he goes, look at some of this stuff. And like, that's one of the first things that he picked out.
Look, YouTubers, I don't know if y'all are intentionally doing this to irritate Mike, but if you're not, keep doing it because it irritates me.
Oh,
Mike.
My God. So
it makes
funny.
It cracks me up how furious he gets about this.
AK in the YouTube says YouTube chat undefeated. So at least one person
stuff.
Is listening. I can confirm. At least one person is.
DeBerry says, you know how women are.
Oh, yeah, we do.
All right, PJ.
I also apparently know what Mike is doing post baseball career.
I take roids now.
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't either.
It's, and I've told Mike about this. It is weird. I understand, like, medical and healing purposes, steroids can help you. But sometimes the way Mike is like, hey, just take steroids.
Just
there's
steroids.
Nothing bad that could possibly happen to you. And I'm like, oh.
You could get super rich.
Yeah.
End up playing a long career.
I feel like history is against you on that, Mike.
Can't swing the bat well? Take steroids. Yeah. Bryce Young, you're too short? Take steroids. You'll be good at something. That's the logic around here nowadays. Maybe I need to listen to Mike. I don't know. I like my hair. I want to keep it. Let's see.
Oh, hold on real quick. I got a message back from the women or the girls.
Mm-hmm.
The 817. I'm a physical therapist driving to see my patient. So we asked what the girls were up to.
Keep it going.
They let us know. Thank you.
Yeah. We just want to spread that message of, you know, just positivity.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Let's see. We haven't picked on Kevin in a second, so.
What? You just played that.
All right, girl. Well,
that was a repetition of a previous entry, so we need something fresh.
Man, she's like a Kit Kat because I want to break me off a piece of that.
God, you were on fire this week, dude.
You really were. He got his voice back, and he started acting up.
His voice comes back. He's like, listen.
I remember the second that happened. The second it happened, I was like... I regret it now. So when people are like, you'll regret it, I'm like, no, I'm telling you, I regret it now. And it just happened.
Like when Choppy says, chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it.
That's fantastic for his blue. That's the greatest thing. I love it. It sounded like you had that in the bank for a while and you were just waiting to use the, or have you heard that somewhere? The Kit Kat thing.
We were talking about like, I don't know. It just felt like my representation of ridiculous exploitation of women is what I'm going to go with. Because as we've set up from the 817, female Tolo was going to skip the gym today, but Kevin inspired me to keep going.
Let's go. Yes. Speaking of great choppy Blue Chew reads, I think it was last week. He was like, the worst two letters in the alphabet, ED. Unless your name is Ed, I guess. It was the greatest.
Sorry, Ed.
That rivals Mike last week going to hell with the number.
Screw the number.
Speaking of Mike, a very definitive statement.
I got a party. And I got a party every second of my life.
That was him talking about Zeke. I do remember that.
I do. You do love that idea, that concept, that somebody party. Just thinks that way.
I got a party all the time.
I just love how definitive he is. I do have one more from Kevin that has to be entered in here.
Who else is delicious on the G-Bag Nation? And as you see in one of your earlier clips, that came back to haunt me.
That is a tasty group right there. A tasty group of men.
Man, and I have that, the tasty and delicious words in my head a lot because Noah, every time he discovers like a word that he knows how to use, he says it all the time.
Oh, like that.
So
F-word.
Every time he eats something, he'd be like, so tasty. Or like, he'll be like, oh, can I have some? And like, that's what he'll walk up. If you have any kind of junk food, he'll walk up. Can I have some? And he'll be like, oh, delicious. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, fine. You can have some more of it.
It's so
one
delicious.
More to get us to a round number of 10.
Maybe some hot sausage or something.
You can do a little. Yeah, I like what you're talking about.
He likes when I talk about hot sausage.
He likes your hot sausage.
That is good.
It might not be the funniest, but I am going to go with what I think is the funniest. It's the funniest to me. Corey is saying that he knows some people's names. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I do.
So stupid.
I'm going with the Kit Kat. I wanted to go with Gavin passing because that was great.
I hurt my feelings.
But the Kit Kat is really good.
Man, she's like a Kit Kat because I want to break me off a piece of that.
It rhymes and everything.
I just want you to know when I started the path for that sentence, had no idea where it was going to end. I knew like generally where I was going, but I did not have the specifics of that sentence filled in.
That's
like
even scarier that was improv.
Yeah, it was improv.
I'm going to keep it at
improv.
I'm going to keep it at a tie, one apiece, because Corey, I will take your second option.
Sounds like you want to taste Gavin.
With the cheese.
Well,
I'll pass.
It hurts every time. You play it.
And he's so serious about it, too.
I'll pass.
It sounded like he waited it out, thought about it for a minute, and then was like...
I can tell you exactly how long he thought about it. He thought about it for 2.5 seconds. And then he gives
Sounds like you want to taste Gavin.
With the cheese.
I'll pass.
That should win. That's the winner.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
We'll see how this crosstalk goes, Hagee, but otherwise we're doing great.
That is a fair concern.
Spicy.
And I... called to address my rage problems.
I love that Eric was the hype man for every time you would go after Zach, though. Oh, every time he'd be like, oh, double whammy. I was awesome.
Two for two.
That was my favorite part about that.
Dunked on. He's like, I've had a pregnant wife and I never punched her.
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know my flaws, too. And I was like, I had a pregnant girlfriend. All right. Like, I want to be honest.
Oh, crap. Okay.
It's that internal monologue when I was in the car that I was like, well, Kevin, how do you think that went? And the other part of me is like, well, I don't really think I handled that very well. What are you going
to
do?
I love to introduce you to Andy Reid sometime.
Okay. Yes. I really would. I think
you'd like Andy Reid.
I would love to have a conversation about all of that with him as well. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, we asked earlier, because my answers are the exact opposite. What's the Super Bowl you want, like just you personally, your fandom, versus the Super Bowl you think we'll get?
I want Chiefs Commanders.
Okay. Because you get history one way or another in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to watch Philadelphia. I do think Philadelphia is going to win. Yeah. And ultimately, I think it's as much of a coin flip as ever when it comes to Chiefs and Bills. But I never doubt the eye of the tiger and the heart of a champion.
I feel like we're probably in for the rematch of Chiefs-Eagles, yeah. But I'm pulling for Bills and Commanders. And
that's mine too, yeah.
And I am picking the Bills. In fact, I'm going to pick both because I want to watch. That's what I'm going to be rooting for.
What is it about this Bills team? Because we're just talking about their running game.
Yes.
Is it the running game that you're like, that's the difference?
It is.
And they've unleashed the quarterback.
Yeah,
the quarterback started. The quarterback started running. They really had kind of kept him in bubble wrap until a certain point in time, and then they started running him again. And they've done the same thing the Commanders have with Daniels. So, there was time there where he wasn't running enough, and now they've got him running again with some design runs. And that's really been the kind of the difference with the teams when they've, it's shown like with the Commanders, it's a little different when you watch them because theirs is a little bit smoother in the way the quarterback plays. With the Bills, it's a little bit more downhill at you, and it's a lot of power to it. So yeah, I think the running quarterbacks have helped them sustain drives. I mean, we're going to talk about something today, in Cressy's Corner that. Every time that the Commanders go for it on fourth down, the number of extra points that they've gotten this season by going for it on fourth down. So coaching decisions, power running game, smoothness of quarterbacks, and the way they run and design runs have been a big part of this about this playoffs.
I'm kind of curious, and I don't know if y'all know the answer. Is that a Dan Quinn philosophy that we're going for it on fourth down?
Or he knows his defense. His defense isn't good enough, and he knows he has to do everything he can to try and get points. And he trusts his guy now. He trusts that Cliff's going to get him into play. They'll run a fourth and one. They run a quarterback, like a quarterback around the end. Instead of, they don't even
just under center, take the ball and run to the
point. Yeah, and you're faster. You're going to beat everybody there.
He gets 3 yards, makes a guy miss, and just gets out of bounds. And, I think that Dan has, once again, his defense, a couple of those guys have really played well for him. But it's been a lot of smoke and mirrors, It really, really has. And he's done a great job of just leaning on this offense with McLaurin and the running game they have and the quarterback and making it work.
Does that make you respect the team even more when you're like, well, they don't necessarily have all the best personnel, but they're figuring out the way to get the best result?
That's what coaches, the good ones do. And they do. And they kind of, when they're undermanned, I was talking with some people over at the Mavs last night after the game. And I'm like, how the hell, and it's, it's like, he goes, exactly, how the hell? you get guys to believe that they're better than, listen, guys, we've got the blueprint to beat this team tonight. In reality, they really don't. They don't have the blueprint, but they just, if you get these guys convinced that they can play better, then sometimes you get results that are pretty good.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Haggy. Thank you so much for asking. We will talk with our buddy Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram at 4:20. We'll also catch up with Joseph Hoyt, All-City Dallas at 6 o'clock. So get their perspective on what's going on in a Mavs party all day long.
Man, there should be. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. Who else is delicious on the G-Bag Nation?